It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
We are graced with the presence of Principal Debbie Cooper, and you're the guidance counselor. We got to talk towards the microphone in here.
The correct word for that would be school counselor.
You are the school counselor, Miss Crystal Roach, from the Red Lick Independent School District.
Crystal makes some terrific chili.
She really does. It was very, very good. But I want you to know it was like, I don't know. We went back and forth a few times. It was right there. You should have had first place. Look at him.
He went back and forth. I said from the beginning, I like Crystal's.
What?
I like Crystal. And he goes, Kaiser's. And I was like, I like Crystal. Kaiser's second. But I'm at the end of it, I mixed them both together and it was really good. But go ahead.
That was what I was going to say.
I was fine with second. I just had to beat the principal and one of the other teachers, and I accomplished that. So I was fine.
She's happy with it.
Yes, okay.
You didn't have any chili in it, Miss Debbie. Why not?
No. It's a competition between Principal Dempsey and Miss Roach. I have to stay out of it. It's a territorial thing.
It's kind of personal.
It's a chili competition, and a lot of folks enter, but when we get right down to it, this is a blood feud.
It is. We hear about it all year.
Bragging rights.
Mr. Dempsey is not happy with you two right now.
I'm sorry.
Plus, we've kind of found out that you kind of just entered our building. So maybe you want to tell a little bit about that?
Well, that's not exactly true.
Well, Anna set it up, and we showed up, and I wasn't quite sure what we were doing.
Yeah, here's what Anna said, because JW put us for months now since we started doing this, because we're two old men. They said we were too old to do this anymore, so we decided to just get our own station and do it ourselves. But Anna, she's been having us busy every weekend. JW says, whatever you do, whatever we're doing this weekend, there has got to be chili or I'm not going. Be cooling off. I want some chili.
And she said, here's Red Lick's doing chili. I said, let's go.
She said Red Lick's doing chili. All right, so she makes out our schedule every week, our weekend, and then she says, all right, we have to be there at 3:00. We've got to be there.
Because our chili had to be there at 2:00.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Well, she says we have to be there at 3:00, so off we go.
And we showed up,
we started downtown, and we had these hors d'oeuvres that had these little chocolate things that were really good. I was having a great time.
And I said, we got to get to a chili cook-off.
So we show up at 3:00, and I don't know if you noticed this, you were up front.
I was up front, getting my station ready.
And you were probably thinking, who are these people?
I was thinking that. We were wondering,
where are all the people? I thought it's supposed to be there. It's going on. I felt horrible.
I felt horrible. Look at all these decorations.
And there's nobody here.
Nobody's here.
Oh, no.
So we're going live on Facebook going, come on.
Yeah,
on here. Red Lick.
It's fun.
Easy to get here. You turn right here.
Oh,
this is where
everything.
And look at all of these great things that we're going to do auctions. And we were just making it up as we went along. And somebody said, are you the chili judges?
And we said, sure.
And JW says, that's me.
I'm in.
And so...
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be because
we did not have anybody lined up, like I said, and y'all were fixing to leave, and I'm like, hey, wait, y'all can judge the chili. Y'all can judge.
Well, didn't you say he came prepared?
He did. He had a fork and a
so
spoon in his pocket.
How did you have a fork and spoon in your pocket?
I think I still do.
Well, he was going to so many events that had food on Saturday, he was just ready. There you go. He's got it in his jacket.
That's right.
That's just about the right size, too.
Yeah, you never know. I might want to just taste something. You've seen that commercial with Gordon Ramsay making quesadillas at Sam's. You know, use the cocktail stick.
When
you go to Sam's, do they just tell you just one, sir? Or do you, like, make the loops?
You make the loops?
I do. I go with my mom. No, I do. You know Mama. I take Mama and... you know, she's old enough now that she just really don't care anymore. And so we go, and it's like the cheapest date that there is, because we'll go on a Saturday afternoon, and she loves going to the samples, but she does. And last time we were going, she looks at me. I'm driving. She looks over at me, and she goes, I sure hope they have wine today. Now, listen, and this true story, we got time for a minute left. So... we go in there and they're doing beer. one day. And so we went through like 10 times. And she's writing down a different name every time, and she's elbowing me like, look, Rita Hayworth. These people don't know who that is. And so she's having Modelo, and it was the Mexican beers. They were sampling those. And after like the ninth sample, she's, you know what? I want some of this wine. And she just opened a bottle of wine in Sam's. They're like, oh, ma'am, we're not sampling that today. And she's like, I am.
Oh, my goodness. So, Mama.
We bought the bottle.
Yeah, I bet you did buy the bottle.
But yeah, so I don't even know how we got off on that. Stay with us.
Just a few more minutes.
All right. Because, I mean, there's really not a lot going on at school today.
Right now, since we're not there.
Oh, no. You don't happen to have, are you smarter than a fifth grader today?
Me?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, no, I'm not.
Sometimes we play that.
I'm not smarter than a fifth grader. Not with the Texas curriculum.
Really?
Really?
Sometimes those questions are pretty tough.
You should see the fourth grade. Geometry.
No,
can't even do that.
No.
Okay, and
are
I do know Rita Hayworth.
Well, no, that, I mean, she really was. She was just picking names and putting them on there and getting a kick out of it. You know, it's
so
fun.
This is really a true story.
It's a true story.
See, I have to ask you if it's a true story.
Yeah, it is a true story.
You have to ask him. That's true.
He knows my mama.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
It is a true story. I got another story that you're not going to believe either. Then. We were just talking about that last night. I had a... Let me stop this over here. All right, I ain't gonna run.
Well, I think he has his wine right back here.
Yeah, that's a Boggy Creek wine. It's a Pinot.
Is that for breaks?
No.
Or a slow day?
Offer him that snack.
I am. Somebody brought us this yesterday.
No, I've been hearing about this on the radio. I don't want any of JW's pickles.
No, that's not going to happen.
They're $5 at the Lotters if you want
not
some.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. Look, see, that proves right there, JW, that at least somebody's listening.
Yeah. They've heard about the pig's lip.
Would you like some pig lips?
I do not.
Miss Crystal?
No. She said, no.
I don't want no JW's pig lips. It's just Big John.
That's not what you say on the radio.
I know.
All right, so, no, yeah, that's me and Mama. And I don't take a, well, I had a beagle hound. One time we went to PetSmart. And you know how you can take your dog shopping?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever seen somebody walking a ferret on a leash?
I have.
Have you really?
Yes, I have.
There you go.
It was probably the same person.
Was it one ferret?
This probably would have been back in like my high school days.
Well, yeah, so you're much younger than me. So it would have been right about that time.
About 5 years ago.
Back, just back out of when, high school.
Back when PetSmart. Oh, by the way, we got Principal Debbie Cooper and School Counselor Crystal Roach.
Good morning.
Even with
good
my morning, ADHD, everyone. I remembered School Counselor
I'm so
over.
I'm proud of you. Her counseling has worked so far.
It has so far. It's been a great
improvement. Is being shown already.
It is. I am a joy to be around now.
Absolutely.
So, that's a raise.
So we go into to PetSmart when it was new. And she says that she's seen somebody walking a leash. I'm curious, this person, was it one ferret or two ferrets? Could have been the same guy. The reason I ask
is
I take my dog into PetSmart. I'm thinking, this is cool. You know, me and my buddy, we're shopping together. He's going to pick his own toy.
Uh-huh.
And this guy comes around the end of the aisle with two ferrets on leashes, and Cletus got one right away. Just shook it and went after the second. So the other guy, he's swinging the other one around by the leash in the air, and kids are crying. There's ferret blood
everywhere.
And PetSmart don't sell ferrets. The police came. Yeah.
That's a true story.
It's a true story.
Oh, my goodness.
His dog got him a ferret in PetSmart.
And so the police are like, well, will you buy him another ferret? And I was like, absolutely. And they're like, we don't sell ferrets. He's like, oh, I can run get one over here at so-and-so for
$900.
Yikes. Oh, my goodness.
He settled for four. I don't know how much a ferret really cost.
Wow.
That was way back. When you were just a baby, remember?
So do they have a sign now that says no ferrets?
No, me and Charlie.
No, they probably have a sign that says no him.
No, well, they did for a while,
goodness.
but they lifted that ban once Cletus died. They were like, well, I guess he's cool. So
that's a weird story.
We've been in there. So what led you to Red Lick Independent School District, Principal Debbie?
Well, I come from the Houston area, and my youngest son was going to school at Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking on the web pages to see what was the school
to get
that
a little
were
bit
around.
Closer to mm-hmm. the baby.
Closer to the baby, you know how that works sometimes. And Red Lick happened to have an opening then, and I was very blessed. because, like I said, I'm starting my eighth year there, and I don't plan on going anywhere else. It's amazing.
That's home.
That's home.
How'd you get started at Red Lake?
I'm a Texarkana girl, Liberty Aloe girl. Uh-huh. Liberty Aloe all of my life.
Leopard.
And started teaching there, so I taught there for 6 years. I was a school counselor there for 6 years. We are bound to Texarkana. We're not going to move. So Red Lake came open, and it was an opportunity for me to see a different school district.
So many people brag on Red Lake. I mean, they really do. Not just the educational programs, but I mean, you're kind of involved. Maybe it's a community
thing, isn't it?
Thing, not, but the school is really kind of the center,
heart of it, center of it,
school and church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. You know, we have a couple of programs coming up. We're having a Veterans Day program, and we have lots of parents that come out. Our middle school is involved with Boy Scouts that come over, and we have usually a parent that does part of our program. And then we have our Christmas tree lighting, which is all about the community. And we do it outside in the evening. Our kindergarten and first grade students come out and sing Christmas carols in English and Spanish.
All right.
We have the fire truck that comes with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We have
hot chocolate.
I like hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate, yeah. Guys. Food, I think. That's
food, hot important. Chocolate, we're there?
Yeah, so, we're supposed to be there November 11th at 2 p.m.
Okay, sounds good.
There's We'd no love food to have today. You there.
There's no food.
No
there.
Food on Veterans Day.
I might could find a cookie tray.
Hey, she might find a cookie tray.
Yeah, maybe some cheese, crackers. Yeah.
Well, you'd have to bring the wine and then I'd be in trouble.
Hey, we got that. I can bring these pig lips.
No, I will stick to the cookies.
You sure?
Yes, I will have a tray of cookies.
They look delicious.
Crystal, it's closest to you. You might try it first.
I'm going to have to pass.
Yeah. You sure?
Yes.
I have silverware.
I know you do. I know
he carries with him everywhere.
I'm going to pass.
Hey, thank y'all so much for coming up here and playing with us on the radio a little bit and having us out to the school the other day.
Thank y'all for coming. We were glad that you came to our campus.
I'd love to judge again next year.
I wish y'all would have came when it was in the swing of things. It's your job. Just like my job is every year is to take in the money and get the tickets set going. You can judge the children.
I'll be there
every year.
Is that right?
And so, You cannot. But yes.
Yeah, because you voted for the wrong guy.
And she really wants to be number one for the Chili's.
I'm
she
telling
hasn't
you,
made it yet.
You were so close, though. I mean, this
I'll
really
do
was,
better next year.
It was a breeze so much, one way or the other.
What was the one thing she needed to add to her chili to be number one?
I would have let your chili set longer.
Okay.
The one thing for me, and this is the only reason that I went with the other one, was because when it sits in the seasoning soaks into the meat. Mm-hmm. Well, with yours, there was a little bit of taste of like the beef. I don't know how to explain it.
I'll ask Coach Kaiser how long he let his chili sit.
It might have been a week old, and he was like, oh, look, I ain't
got time.
Let me just
take this.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, you never really know, but it was long enough that it kind of, the seasoning had soaked into the meat, and that's the only difference. Look at it. You got to talk out loud.
I know. I'm trying not to offend you because you're my boss, but I'm the chili expert in the building. Okay. He's the expert on a lot of different food. He's a good cook. I'm not. I make chili. Yours was the best.
Thank you. Well, now, just to let you know, my feelings are not hurt in any way. The teacher that I did beat did say, how did I lose to someone that doesn't cook? I'm like, who's told you that I don't cook? And he was like, you. So it's okay. It's a once-a-year event.
Yeah. All right, we're going to make some pig's lip chili next week. I'm going to try it.
Oh, well, you go right ahead.
Thank y'all for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Come see us again. Now you got to actually go to real work.
Well, you know, we could have them in here during the summertime when school's not in session and play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Okay. Oh, gosh.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.